In honor of National Poetry Month, my NMSU poetry class is doing biographies of mostly local poets and sharing a selection of their poems. I'm Max Fogel, a first-year freshman, and I will be sharing with you Levi Romero's Still Life, number 3. Maybe we should just write and see what happens. And what if something does? Could we live with ourselves if nothing did? Nothing has in such a long time, and yet that's a lie too. Didn't you just laugh, smile, contemplate slicing my throat as you reached for the butter knife to cut up the pancakes? And what if you had? Sliced up my throat, that is. Just as the transit bus roared past, with cheers in the background from the football game on the TV rising in synchronized timing. The diner fans twirling above the counter, a fly darting between its own negotiations, and the sloshing of the waitress putting away the day's last pitcher of iced tea. Did you notice the evening clouds, the multicolored patches of sky hemmed against a blanket of crimson? Or the man walking down the street, his sunburnt cheeks, his aqua green Spanish Basque eyes veined with the need for a cure. In just the minute that passed, the day went from dusk to night. Sometimes nothing is what happens as the world wobbles by. Like now, when the three men at the other end of the counter trade jokes, the punchlines and the laughter for themselves alone, you and I are a jukebox of sad stories, and we're down to our last quarter. As with a lot of his writing, Romero invokes emotion in how he recounts his memories that are almost general enough for people to feel and specific enough to maintain his own writing style and his genuineness. In the first few stanzas, he poses an idea that seems to almost be hidden in the following writing. The idea is that more people should just write, pick up the pen, whether you think it will be accepted, whether it will incur fulfillment in anyone's lives. We constantly argue with ourselves about this, grabbing for meaning whenever we can. Why don't we just do?